I don't know what for you is the best gathering that you have ever had at Christmas, but we all love it. We all love getting together at Christmas, and especially this year, we're feeling the tension of it. I really want to get there for Christmas. I want to get to Christmas Day, and we all love it. We love gathering around together around something at Christmas. So one thing that it might be. Might be a tree. We gather the things that I remember, the pictures that I look at when I was a child, was pictures of myself or my sister opening a present at Christmas, and you see the tree in the background. But what captures the eye the most is the awful 90s wallpaper, like chipboard wallpaper, and you go, that is grotesque. Or another thing that we gather around is around the table. Many people say that the best thing at Christmas is the food. That's the best part of Christmas. Personally, I love it. I love the food element. I love the meat. I love eating. Anything to do with eating is a winner for me. And we all love Christmas dinner with all the trimmings. Or we might gather around a TV. I'm not personally very traditional in what I watch on Christmas Day. For us, growing up, it was no, you can't watch telly on Christmas Day. That was the rule. But we never watched one of the most popular things that are watched during the year, the Queen's Speech. That's not what we sat down for. But many do. Many gather around the telly to watch the Queen's Speech at 3 o'clock. Or it might have been the night before on Christmas Eve. You might be sat down with the fire burning. If you've got a fire and you've got your hot chocolate, and you sit down and you watch your Christmas film, and you feel all nice and warm inside, and all snuggly and nostalgic. Or it might be gathering around the TV for my personal favourite, Boxing Day football. That's always a winner. However, I don't know if you are aware of this, but we find that gathering around these Christmas essentials, they can be slightly anticlimactic. They don't live up to what we think they're going to be. So around the tree, rather than getting the remote control car that you've longed for all year, you get Gran's knitted jumper that just scratches, and it's like the worst material known to humanity. Or it might be when we gather around the TV and you're watching that Christmas film and you feel warm inside, and then the next day on Christmas Day, it just doesn't feel like it used to. The nostalgia doesn't live up to what it felt like it was going to be. And around the table, you eat it and you go, yep, should have had beef. Why do we have turkey? Turkey's the driest meat. And you just question that every year. It just doesn't live up to what we think it's going to be. It might not last or live up to our expectations. But I want to ask you a question. What if there was more to coming together, more than coming together around a tree or a TV or a table? What if the original Christmas plan was to come together around something better? The verse that you just heard Kim read would answer that question with yes. Yes, there is something better than these nostalgic Christmas emotions that we can gather around. The angel said this in verse 10. They're talking to the shepherds about coming to see Jesus. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. What if the original Christmas plan was to come together around something good? It wouldn't surprise you that the angel in this story is telling the shepherds to go and see Jesus. Like, that's sort of what we know. But have you ever asked a question of why is that good? They're going to a baby. They're going to go and see a baby, and that baby is good news. Like, what is that about? To understand why that is good news, we need to understand the problem. We need to understand who Jesus is. The Bible talks about the problem as sin, And this knowledge that we have inside of us, innate inside of us, that we were meant for more. That deep down, we know that we're not meant for regret. We're not meant for asking the questions, how did I end up here? Not at Grace Church. I mean, like in our life situation. How did I end up here? How did it come to this? Or that we know deep down we're not meant for disappointment. We're not meant for this feeling of disappointment in others or in ourselves or in our life situation. Or fear, a fear that, is this it? Is this all there is? To put it a festive way, the problem is that we are like a Christmas tree. Christmas trees, they get cut down. They get chopped, and we put them in our houses, and we put tinsel around them, and we put decorations on them, and yeah, we look pretty, we look nice, we look like we don't fear, we look like we don't have all these worries inside us, and really we look happy, and we might sometimes feel that way, and that's good, but the reality is we're still like the Christmas tree, we're still chopped. We're still cut down from the life source. The problem remains. We, as human beings, we are separated from God. But although that is the solution, the problem, the good news that Jesus brings is that he is the solution. There is a solution. That's what the angels are telling the shepherds. The solution has come. The solution has come. Yeah, we were not meant to be a Christmas tree. That's not what we're meant for. We're meant to flourish. We're meant to grow. We're meant to be taller than all the other trees, like a redwood in America. There's forests full of redwood, and they're so big and large, and they just keep growing and keep growing. And that's what God designed us to be, and that's what God calls us to be. We were meant for community with God. We were meant for glory. We were meant for joy. Jesus being born at Christmas doesn't happen so that he can point at your failings and your regrets. Why would that bring any good news? He came to restore the life source that we couldn't fix. The God of Christmas came to show you that he loves you, that he goes to die a God-forsaken death so that we can know him. The good news is that God himself comes to earth and rescues us. That is the good news that we can center around and enjoy at Christmas. But the angel doesn't stop there. He doesn't say, oh, I want to share some good news with you. He says, I want to share some good news that will cause great joy for all people. This is for everyone. What if the original Christmas plan wasn't just for good, but it was for every single person? One of my highlights of 2021, I don't know if it was for you, was the Euros. I loved the Euros. I love football, so I love the Euros. And one of my highlights in the Euros, the game for me, was England versus Germany. We beat Germany. I'm sorry if there are any Germans. We beat Germany for the first time in a competitive game since 1966. In the 75th minute, Raheem Sterling gets his goal. And then there's this like nail-biting time. And then Müller just puts it past the post. And then finally the captain comes in. Harry Kane, 86th minute. And we win. We're shouting, we're screaming. As the whole nation erupts with noise, we've won! But the ironic thing is we hadn't. I had absolutely nothing to do with Harry Kane scoring in the 86th minute, beating Germany. I had nothing to do with it. I was in Bognor, he is in London. He was on the pitch, I didn't even get anywhere near the stadium. I had nothing to do with it. But because he won, we all win. We can all win too. Not because of a goal that's scored, but because a God who gave everything to bring humanity back to community with himself. The good, the bad, the ugly, whoever we are, we can all come, all humanity. No matter who we are, and through Jesus, we can know God personally. We can know him deeply. And that was the thing we were originally made for. That's what Christmas is. Christmas is restoring that very thing. Jesus came into the world as a baby, meek and mild. He lived a life that would score the winner to save all people by dying in our place, restoring the life source that was missing. And I believe that if you were to carry on reading from the story of Christmas, you would see this to be true. You would see God, the God of Christmas, brings joy, brings community, that he is worth centering around because he is good news for all people. You would see God in human form. You would see God's perfection that you can relate to. You would see his compassion on the broken and on the needy. You would see that Jesus Christ, God himself, understands the situations in life that we face. So my invitation today is this. Why not explore the what if? Why not explore what if the original Christmas plan wasn't to come together around a table, a TV, or a tree, but around the God who is good news for all people? What if that was true? What if that was true? Why not explore it for yourself? And you might be thinking, I'm not really bothered. I don't really want to explore that. I'm okay. If you do, and you're asking the question, well, how can I explore that? How can I find out more? I've got two ways I just want to share with you very quickly that you can. One is on your seat or near your seat, you might have been given one of these cards. They're a little business card, and it's got a QR code on it because I'm really modern and I'm really tech savvy. So you can use that QR code. You put your camera over on your phone over it. It'll take you to a website. And that website is called Uncover, and you can read the four Gospels. And they've got a few videos on there just to explain a little bit about the background of those Gospels, but you can read the Gospels for yourself. It takes you to the Gospel of John, who walked firsthand with Jesus, knew what it was, knew who he was, and he was convinced that Jesus is God. And so if you want to read some more, if you want to find out some more, I suggest read that. Read that gospel and see for yourself. But not only that, we talk about the Bible every week. We read the Bible every week. We go on about Jesus every week here at Grace Church. And so why don't you come and find out more that way? Come along and be part of who we are as a church. Come and hear this good news. Come and hear about Jesus that we share every week. And one event you can join us for, I mentioned earlier, is called Stories of Grace. We're going to be hosting that on Sunday the 16th of January. People like Simo are going to share their stories, and hopefully what you'll do is see something of this God who wants to personally know us, that wants to restore us back to him and enjoy him and flourish with him. So I'm going to pray to finish. Join me as I pray just try and meet with God yourself wherever you're at. I'm just going to pray. Thank you, God, for coming at Christmas. I thank you, Lord, that you show your humility in how you come to earth to save all of us. I thank you that it is good news that you came because you made a way for us to be rescued from the issue that we couldn't solve, where we were cut off from you, where we couldn't have a relationship with you. God, you restored that. I thank you that this is available to all. I thank you that all can know you and meet with you and find you. And I pray, Lord, that we can all gather around this manger, Lord, that we can see the God who is personable, who wants to know us, who wants to meet with us. I pray that you'll meet with us this Christmas, that this Christmas we'll know you more, God, I pray. Amen.